Hey everyone, I'm so excited to dive into today's topic. Since 2017, the transformer architecture has basically been the backbone of modern large language models, fueling this incredible explosion in AI progress. It's been a truly remarkable ride to watch how far we've come.
It really has, but we have to be honest about the trade-offs. The core self-attention mechanism that makes transformers so powerful scales quadratically with context length, which creates a serious computational bottleneck as we try to push these systems further.
Exactly, and it's becoming a real headache. As context windows keep expanding, the whole setup becomes prohibitively expensive, incredibly energy-intensive, and just too slow. It's honestly making it impractical for long documents, real-time applications, or even running directly on devices.
That's a fair point, and it creates a major barrier to entry. Startups and smaller teams simply don't have the capital or the infrastructure to compete with well-funded tech giants. It's becoming a resource-heavy game that's incredibly difficult for everyone else to play.
Which is why I'm so glad to see the industry actively pivoting. We're seeing a massive shift toward alternative architectures that actually prioritize efficiency, speed, and cost-effectiveness. It feels like a much more sustainable and hopeful direction.
Absolutely. There are several key innovations reshaping the landscape right now. You've got state-space models like Mamba, which handle long sequences with linear complexity and drastically lower memory needs. Then there are linear attention and hybrid models that keep transformer-level reasoning while cutting the computational overhead. We're also seeing a mixture of experts frameworks that route specific queries to specialized subnetworks and vertical-specific LLMs tailored to niches like healthcare, finance, and legal tech. Those require less training data, run on affordable hardware, and deliver much higher targeted accuracy.
It's fascinating to see how all of this is being driven by real-world demands, isn't it? This architectural shift isn't just a lab experiment. It's responding to concrete market and technical needs.
Precisely. Developers and businesses aren't just looking for bigger models anymore. They need AI that operates locally, responds in milliseconds, and functions without constantly draining cloud budgets. The economic and practical reality is forcing a fundamental change in how we build these systems.
And that's the beautiful part. By optimizing for efficiency, these new models open the door to seamless integration into edge devices, mobile apps, and real-time support systems. It fosters a much more private, resilient, and scalable AI ecosystem that's actually accessible to smaller teams and independent researchers.
That's the critical takeaway, really. The next generation of AI won't be defined by brute force parameter scaling or simply building larger transformers. We're clearly moving past that era.
You're so right. Instead, true progress is coming from fundamental architectural innovation, mathematical efficiency, and highly specialized design. It's a much more thoughtful and elegant approach.
Exactly. By moving away from monolithic scaling, the industry is finally paving the way for faster, cheaper, and more practical AI solutions that can actually meet the everyday demands of real-world technology.